Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it is your first time watching, go ahead and like the button.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir.
He's back.
He's back in the building. It's Friday, and I'm blessed.
What?
We still fit, and I'm blessed.
What?
We got through another week, and I'm blessed.
What?
We got another podcast episode, and I'm blessed.
What?
And you know how it is, man. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to do a little bit of education tonight. I need my returners to hit the like button.
What?
I need my newcomers to hit the like button.
What?
And you're probably asking, why do I need to hit the like button? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the copest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. Your favorite fitness influencer can't do a podcast like this. Your favorite trainer can't do a podcast like this. And the list can continue, but I could do this all day. But we got a podcast to do. And if you look at the thumbnail, Toon's supposed to be here. Hold on. Toon's supposed to be here.
Toon's back.
And he's not here.
Nope.
So that's why if you see him on the thumbnail, you're wondering why he's not here. I don't know why. But we still going to have a dope episode. Where's my button? And before I get in the comments, before we get to it, I do have an announcement to make. And I'm going to make this brief. Listen, if you don't want to be coached, don't hire a coach. If you want to have a babysitting trainer, go hire a babysitting trainer. It's trainers that'll babysit you. I'm a trainer that's going to coach you. So don't sign up here when I correct you. I mean, don't get mad. Don't sign up here if you're going to get mad when I correct you. Don't sign up here if you're going to be upset when I hold you accountable. All right? We're all adults. If you don't want this coaching, that's cool. Go somewhere else. Because people are too, and this is why I love this podcast, because it's not just the fitness. This is just life. People love to be coddled. I'm not here to coddle you. I'm not here to blow smoke up your ass, pause. I'm here to make y'all better. And that's what we're going to do on this episode. Let's get in these comments, and let's get this episode started. First one, what up, brother? We Litty Go Time live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Friday. The littest fitness podcast intro that you gonna find. It could be litter, but I'm gonna save that for when I get another location. Coach Pope Fitness, what up? George, what up? What you know, Joe, what up? Live on a Friday. Hey, it might be time to drop another track. It might be time to drop another fitness track. I think it's time. Live on a Friday. Hey. on the track outside right now, ready for some great content. Absolutely. Here we go again. What's going on? I'm not getting arrested today. You might, Mike. You actually might. Salute, nephew. What up, dog? Yeah, Steph, the coolest. Steph know what it is, the coldest. Going to work out early in the morning. Michael, you're definitely getting arrested tonight. Live on a Friday. Hey, oh, y'all fuck with that. Y'all like that. I bet. Black people are late per usual. I don't think it's late.
Nope.
I don't think he's showing up. Big spider in the building. Nobody was trying to sell me oil and socks in front of Target or hold the line up arguing with the cashier today. Come on, bro. Did y'all boycott Target? Listen, I ain't going to hold you. Never mind. Let me chill. If you have saddlebags, don't watch the podcast. How dare a coach actually coach someone? Stop the nonsense. Yeah, man. I got a story for y'all, but I'm going to just wait till later to tell it. It's too fresh. If you boycotted the gym and your kids today and not them Big Mac combos, don't watch the podcast. Folks want to boycott everything but the gym. That's why I said I'm chilling today. I already got told. Yesterday, they said, somebody commented on a video. They said, I hate black people and I perform for white people. That's what they told me. Hey, man, only place to be. Oh, Shy, what up? Totally forgot about the economic blackout today. Yeah, Virgo, I don't even want to. I don't want to get started on that. But anyway, let's get this episode started, man. We got don't know nothing about any blackout. Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end of the episode. We got this girl here. She said, this is what a runner look like.
Nope.
And she's not in the black community.
I'm not going to say race, what people.
Sorry, Jenny. You got to get your people. Am I missing something? Who was boycotting what? There's never a conversation for another day. She says, this is what a runner looks like. So y'all tell me if this is what a runner looks like. Y'all let me know how y'all feel. And sorry, Jenny. I had to turn the sound off. It says, this is what a runner looks like. This body can run for 30 minutes. This body will run a 5K. What else did she say? Fitness is not a look. Fitness is not a look. All right. Starting off.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Yeah. Only thing she run into is the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
Only thing she run into is the other drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
Only thing she running from. She just got done eating at the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Come on, man. Y'all got to be kidding me, dog. Listen, it's okay if you don't look like the typical runner. It's okay if you don't look like you in tip-top, super-duper shape. That's fine. But what you're not about to do is force your excess body fat on other people and try to make it seem like you're on the same level as somebody because you're not. You have people that put the work in to drop their weight. You have people that put the work in to get results. You're not that, and that's okay. Stop trying to force this bullshit on people. And then when people call you out on it, you upset. You calling us fat phobic. You talking about the diet don't work for you the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
You white, but you blaming white people on your weight gain?
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat.
And that's cool, because you know what? Next time somebody do this bullshit, guess what I got to say to them? That's how we going from now on. It's getting crazy out here, man. I understand fitness is for all body types, all body sizes. But don't sit here and say that you are tip-top at your craft or your favorite type of cardio, and that's not the type of cardio that you look like you're doing. I'm killing y'all on this episode already. Yes, sir. This is how we doing tonight, man. Not sorry, Jenny. Yeah, sorry, Jenny. We're sorry. Girl, if you don't...
Boy, if you don't
running at the buffet.
Ah,
fried chicken from Popeyes.
You know she fresh out Popeyes. I would never assume she runs unless she runs straight to the Burger King. This Burger King. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That's like my favorite sound now. Can't outrun a bad diet. No, you can't.
It's Wendy's.
5'6 is what I look like as a runner / lifter. I'm not like every runner though. Okay, exactly. 135, exactly. If you don't simp, promote obesity or allow people to race hustle, they want to boycott you. Listen, bro. Hey, and Spider-Mo, I seen you with the Uncle T jokes in my comments and they at your neck. Be careful. Why is she making a video in the bathroom and not the track?
Dumb the Monko.
Great question. She needs to
stop the cap.
She probably does run, but her saying she looks like she runs, definitely don't believe her. No, I don't believe her. The only thing I think she runs is diabetes running the family. Maybe a big bone runner with thyroid issues. Dank the runner. It's like, nah. She probably eat McDonald's. She definitely eat McDonald's. She can run for 30 minutes back and forth to the buffet and to her second, third, and fourth plates.
Lord, I'm drinking from Popeyes.
She can run back and forth to Popeyes. She run back and forth to Jack in the Box. She run back and forth to Sonic. Buffalo Wild Wings. I ran outside before, but I definitely don't look like a runner even when I was leaner in my 20s. I mean, hey, it is what it is. Maybe she can F for 30 minutes. Yeah, we're done. Mark Carter. Mark
Strike
Carter.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here instantly. That was insane. What's wrong with you, bae? That was crazy. She ran a 5 steps. Hey, yo. She can run for 30 minutes. Shit. Oh, yo. That's crazy. She got out of breath with that big back Harlem shake. Y'all are wild in the day. Just because you wear Nike don't make you an athlete. Bars. All these heavy people need to stop trying to run, just ruining their knees. Well, it depends. It depends. I guess it depends on how much weight you're carrying and how much body fat you have. Good topic to debate, but I don't have a problem with some of them running. It just depends. Guaranteed, when she stopped filming, she put a regular shirt on over her bra. Nah, she might have worked out like that. I don't know. She ran out of breath going to Chick-fil-A.
What?
She built like a Planet Fitness trainer.
What?
Mark Carter, that would require cardio for her.
What?
She might only run for 10 seconds.
What?
Get her big back capping ass off the screen, and let's keep this podcast going. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. I hope y'all like the new sound. We got a new sound. Yep. And we got another one. This girl says, it doesn't matter if we ate the same meals.
It gotta eat.
If we did the same exercise.
It gotta eat.
She's still gonna be overweight. She could do the same diet as a skinny person or a woman that lost weight, and she ain't going to lose weight.
It got to eat.
Let's check it out. This is what I'm saying. These are the mindsets of people. You already out the game. You already taking yourself out the game. Friendly reminder, even if we ate the same exact meals and did the same workout every day, our bodies would still look different.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Now, on the flip side, if me and another guy, if we did the same workouts, we ate the same meal plan, yes, our bodies will look different, but that's not what she's saying. She's referring specifically to her not being able to lose weight. For her not being able to lose that back.
Big back activity.
Belly.
lose that belly or lose that fupa.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
She basically saying she could eat all the fiber, all the lean protein, and she ain't losing that fupa.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
That's basically what she's saying. But this is a terrible mindset right here. And this is the mindset that's keeping our country obese. This is the mindset that's keeping our country out of shape. This is the mindset that's keeping people in our country looking at fitness like it's something toxic.
Nope.
Right? Like we bad people because we don't want to be big. Because I'm not on the big train.
Nope.
I'm not on the big bus.
Nope.
We ain't trying to get two seats on the airplane.
Nope.
Right? Ain't nobody trying to do that shit. I like being fit. I like how I feel. I want to eat the healthy foods. Is she going to say some shit like this and still not eat healthy foods?
Nope.
I guarantee she ate 5,000 calories today.
Nope.
I guarantee she had Big Mac pizza today. She had her favorite dish today. And she probably had three of them dishes. I guarantee it. So listen, man. We got to cut this shit out in America. That's why we big as hell. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know I'm killing y'all on this episode already. And we just getting started. You dig what I'm saying? Running doesn't ruin her knees. Studies have proven this myth wrong. That, yeah, Jabari, that's why I say it'll be a good topic to debate for real. Hey, at least she's getting some exercise and she's burning calories. Exactly. Mike said April Fools. they could eat the same foods, but it'll definitely not be the same portions. Yeah, let's really talk about it. You didn't become a Fluff McGruff.
What?
Accidentally. You didn't become Fluff McGruff in a calorie deficit. You didn't become Fluff McGruff weighing your food and getting your portions right. You didn't do that accidentally, all right? You're definitely in a caloric surplus, and you probably have been in one for years, and that's why you're struggling to lose weight. So don't sit here and act like it's something wrong with us telling you, hey, you need to change what you eat, because we know you at Cold Stone.
What?
Baskin Robbins.
What?
What's the other one? Is it, what's the other ice? Jenny's, if you in D.C.
What?
You at all the ice cream spots talking about it ain't gonna work for you.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Okay. Quitting is contagious. That shit is a poisonous mindset. Absolutely. Yeah, I remember when that Latina chick, she interviews people on the streets to ask dudes if they like fat women. Yes. Yes. Is this her? Because I did her clips a long time ago. I know exactly who you're talking about. Because the diet don't work the same for her.
The diet don't work for you the same.
I bet she blames on slow metabolism. They need to teach thermodynamics in school, but they cut in the Department of Education, though. Well, I'm not gonna go there today. Well, listen, I'm gonna say this. Fuck it. If they're cutting the Department of Education, and we currently have some of the dumbest people ever in society, I don't see a problem with it. Because what's been happening ain't been working. Call me what you want. We got people blaming not working out on they gender.
Nope.
On they pronouns.
Nope.
On they race.
Nope.
Somebody ain't being educated. So something needs to change. That's all I'm going to say. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. They going to say I hate black people. Okay. The Latina joints at my job throw tantrums when I say cut out rice for 2 weeks if they want to slim down a little bit. Because they need that tortilla. They need that tortilla. Quesadillas. Empanadas. They need all of that. LMAO, full on temper tantrums. That's crazy. Laughing at Spider. Already, huh? What's Spider Mo say? Michael Hawkins said, what's her IG? Hey, yo. Michael Hawkins trying to take her to
this Burger King.
I never dealt with coworkers that gave a shit about what I ate. Good for you, man. Because people be fit shaming at work for sure. Dairy Queen. That's another one. Another white gal doing me wrong. Yeah, Jenny, take the L today, Jenny. Sorry. Jenny's 0 for 2. White folks 0 for 2.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You can't do that. That's reverse racism.
I'm not going to say what race,
shut
what
your
people.
Ass up. Shut your ass up, boy. She looked like she be at Hogs on the Hill. Yeah, Stephanie, I'm sorry. That's crazy. Stephanie, you're out of here. Stephanie, you're out of here. She wasn't born with that big body. Apparently, they said she was. Yeah, that's her. I forgot her name. Okay, that is her. Okay. Ben and Jerry's.
I'm not going to say.
Oh, my bad. Wrong button. Ben and Jerry's. She has a cute face, but she's definitely insecure, but doesn't want to do anything to change that. And that's, hey, look. You gotta leave people alone. If you don't want to change, hey, live in your fat misery. All right, live out of shape. Live struggling to walk up the steps. That shit don't have nothing to do with me. Do your thing. She looks better than Dank DeMoss. Yes, she does. They're gonna say you are. They're gonna say you play in the snow and you hate black women, Mark Carter. That's like our people looking funny at me because I like to eat brown rice. It's gonna happen. I know she effing lying. Brown body, what up? Dom the Monko. Honest, most Mexican-American young men around me are either super skinny or fat with the knocking knees. I can say that as a Mexican. And this, hey, look, you, that's the thing, man. You got to be able to keep it real with your race. All right? Forget what they talking about, you tap dancing for this and that. No, I'm keeping it real with y'all. Y'all got to get it together. People be scared to keep it real about their race. I respect that, Chan Chan. I never got put out. Yeah, Steph, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Knocking knees. All right, man. Hey, listen, get her big back ass off the screen. And let's keep this podcast going because I'm killing y'all on this Friday. Live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Friday. Why do folks put themselves on blast, then get mad? Make it make sense.
You know, black people.
No, it's unclear, Brown Baldy. I'm not sure why people do that. But my thing is, what I don't understand is you put yourself out there. You claim you're so happy at your size. You're so happy at your weight. You're so happy being out of shape. And the moment somebody says, okay, well, I'm happy being in shape, you got a problem with it.
We do not care.
We don't care. We're going to continue to stay in shape.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
We don't care. I'm going to continue to lift these weights.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
I'm going to continue to be a big dog. Let's keep this episode going. Oh, we got y'all favorite rapper. We got y'all favorite rapper. Favorite big bag rapper.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
And I'm not talking about Dank DeMoss.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Shout out to David Blunts. David Blunts is trying to drink more water. Let's check it out. Every day I remember. You see him? Okay, so hold on. Start it over. He got the cup of lean. He said.
Nope.
To the cup of lean. Let's keep it going. Oh, he walking up the steps. He getting his laps in.
Nope.
He getting his steps in.
Nope.
And he got a bottle of water. Shout out to Dave Blunts. Yep. He trying to get healthy now. Yeah. So if you don't remember who Dave Blunts is, this is the rapper that got famous for doing his show and he was sitting on the couch and he had the oxygen tank hooked up to him. And people was on his case, including myself, made a post about it. Post went viral, of course. But anyway, you see what's happening to him. Now he's posting videos working out. He been in and out the hospital. Now the same thing that happened to Lizzo is low-key happening to him. I hope he continues and gets it together because he better not go back to the big back.
Big back activity.
He better not go back to performing on the couch the whole show.
Big back activity.
Connected to the oxygen tank.
Big back activity.
He also was in the hospital eating a big sugar-filled birthday cake.
Big back activity.
So I say all this to say that shaming clearly works. Because you got to acknowledge the problem, and you might got to feel bad about it. You might got to be a little embarrassed. You might got to get cooked a little bit.
Let him cook.
You might got to get roasted on the podcast a little bit.
Let him cook.
For that wake-up call. And I say what I said, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. Shout out to Dave Blunt for trying to get it together. But at the same time, it could just be capped for the Instagram, for the engagement. You never know. As far as they're concerned, round is a shape for them. They ain't in shape. They're a shape. Rectangle. Hold on. Rectangle. Oval. The number zero. The letter O. Good job, Ghetto Snorlax. Or those big backs will get angry when one of their decides to live healthy and lose an entire person of weight. Oh, yeah. All that, man, listen, it's a lot of girls mad at Lizzo because they can't relate to her no more. Don't let these girls think they really rocking with her weight loss. Girls is mad at that. And a lot of, a lot of skinnier, fit women, they be hating on women when y'all lose weight. Because they know they getting more attention than you / look better than you. Let me take that back. They're getting more of the right attention opposed to your big back ass.
Big back activity.
They're getting more of the right attention. A lot of guys will smash on the big joint and not take y'all serious. I don't care. And that reminds me too. Hold up. Let's keep it 100. I got a lot of comments that say, well, it's a lot of big women getting married. Let's address this now on the podcast. And this is no offense to any of my bigger ladies watching the show. I have nothing but love for you. But this is a man on a podcast ran by a man. So I'm going to give y'all some man bars real quick. There's no man on earth. You give him 5 baddies and line him up next to 5 fatties. And he going to say, oh, yeah, let me get the fatties over that. Go to a little boy. Ask him what you want your wife to look like in the future. You think he going to say a BBW? He don't even know what a BBW is. He watching WWE. He don't know what a BBW is. He watching NBA. He don't know what a BBW is.
Nope.
He watching NFL. He don't know what a BBW is.
Nope.
If he up in Canada or up north, he watching NHL. He don't know what a BBW is.
Nope.
If he up in Europe or another country, he watching MLS. He don't know what a BBW is.
Nope.
So let's cut that out. These ninjas cuffing up these BBWs, they got to marry BBWs.
Nope.
Or they ain't getting married. They got to get BBW box or they ain't getting no box.
Nope.
Or the only box they going to get is watching boxing.
Nope.
That's the only box they going to get. Pause. No diddy.
No diddy, you know?
And I'm killing y'all on this episode. What is y'all talking about? Tell me I'm wrong. The only ninjas that's going to say I'm wrong is ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Anyway, back to the subject. Sorry. Bro built like a blueberry. Yes.
Nope.
Lizzo out here inspiring ninjas. Yes. He's not sitting with his tank. Nope. You know that doctor probably delivered some bad news for him to get up and going, but I'm glad he's doing something. Me too. Fat shaming works, yes. That oxygen tank costs a lot when your insurance company cancels your ass. They probably was like, yeah, we're cutting your insurance off. You're gambling, ninja. Your big ass is gambling. Big ass. They said that too in the letter they sent them. They called him big ass. I know. I saw it. He had a meeting with Dr. Now. And Dr. Now told him to lose weight right now. Dr. Now told him, walk up the steps right now. Dr. Now told him, you better get your gym membership right now. Dr. Now told him, you need to watch the podcast right now. Dr. Now told him, you need to go to Muscle Up Sundays with Tune right now. You need to stop getting triggered at C. Marty Fitz post right now. That's what Dr. Now told him. Let's hope he gets his shit together and it's not for Instagram. That social media clout don't mean shit if you're unhealthy and unhappy. He at the point of no return. Blunt should just get ready for the afterlife.
No, did he?
Oh, my bad. He said David Blunt need to get ready for. Well, since he has to get ready for that, let's say a prayer. Lord, we ask that you help David Blunt continue his fitness journey. We ask that you help David Blunt get that gym membership. We ask that you help him continue to drink water and continue walking up the steps. We ask that you help him embrace the fat shaming, embrace the big back shaming, embrace the big belly shaming, and turn his life around. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Got her. They said, they told me in my comments, you have to pray for them. Well, I'm praying for them. What y'all talking about? Let's not forget about the big women who get intimidated when their man gets in shape. Y'all big women keep talking about, you know, my man in shape. I don't go to the gym. Yeah, the gym girls is on him when he go to the gym. And don't think he ain't looking at some fit buns. Because he come up to me in the middle of my session. Hey, that's your client right there? Yeah, she look good. And he married. And his wife don't have a gym membership. Let me stop before I get canceled. Can't cancel me. Let's not forget. Oh, I already read that. Lizzo about to take some of these ladies' man, starting with Spider-Mo 202. That's crazy.
Nope.
Marty going in right now, cooking.
Let him cook.
Chef Marty, because it's Friday. Live on a Friday. Hey. Come home to a bit. Build like a spoiled gallon of chocolate milk. Come home. As soon as you walk in the house, all you hear is, babe, babe, you in the house, babe? Babe, where you at? Hear her big ass steps walking and shit. Hey, babe. They're going to cancel me. People at my job see me walking every day, especially during the summer months. They say I'm crazy for walking so much, but I've been walking all my life. That's why I'm so slim at 6 feet, 155, 160 pounds. Yes, sir. Hell nah, Lizzo lost all that weight but looked like a snapping turtle with a face. I thought Lizzo was a baddie. Well, they were just saying she bad because she fat.
It gotta eat.
They were just saying she bad, so fat girls got an icon.
It gotta eat.
They were just saying she bad, so they don't feel bad about going to the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Also, us gym girls are also looking at fit men. Oh, we know that. I never seen that ninja in anything other than is that supposed to be suede drape size tracksuit? Is that all he can wear? Yes. Babe, you home? Babe, thought you was at work. Thought you was picking the kids up. Shit. Damn it. I'm trying to come home with her big ass. Wilding in the house while saying, honey, I'm home. Babe, I just got home. Babe. They're going to cancel me. Big back wife. What you bring home from Arby's, babe? Chick-fil-A, babe? They gonna cancel me. Sitting in the driveway, punching the steering wheel. He punching the steering wheel, but then in my comments, like, I married a big back woman. It's okay. All right. Then you at the gym creeping. You trying to record gym girls and shit. I'm just saying. Anything, I'm just keep it real again, and ask any dude I know, any creep shit that's happened at the gym, as far as recording women saying inappropriate shit, talking about I want to eat your butt like a mosquito bite, no, I'm gonna eat you up like a mosquito bite. That's always been by married men, or they just got out of divorce. That's all I'm gonna say, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Eating in the car so you don't have to share your bag of fries. That's crazy, man. Whew. All right. Tune, you ready, man? What's up, man?
You
You kill me too back here, man. You're not only killing her, you're killing me too back here.
You know what it is, man. So she's back. You know what it is, man. So she's back. G5 sitting on the railway. Big ass chopper called that Beyonce. So she's back. Hey, man. Was I not speaking facts, though? Am I out of line, bro?
Nah, you was cooking, man. You was cooking.
You could tell me if I'm wrong, bro.
Nah, you ain't wrong, man. You was cooking. Whole time I'm saying, let him cook.
Man.
Let him cook.
Let him cook, man.
Man, just don't want to hear the truth. Jenny, is here.
Jenny was yeah. good.
Hey, man. Tony's back. We was cooking white people 0 for 2. We was cooking them. Jenny's getting cooked today. Yeah. Not Jenny specifically, just white people.
Her community.
Yes. Her community's getting cooked. As the representative for her community, she's getting cooked real bad.
Jenny, we still love you.
Yeah, we do. We don't love them people we was cooking, though. Chris, that's where I got it from, Kevin Samuels, bro. It's Tune. What up, Tune?
Good. What's
doing
good
me wrong though? Today? Tune back like a big back at a buffet. So she's back. Tune in the building. The source formed up like Voltron now. All right, man. What we got next, bro?
Let's see what we got, man.
We got men and Pilates. This girl is mad that men's going to Pilates. Let's check it out. Let's check it out, man.
Going on with this male epidemic in the Pilates classes, but if y'all are going to insist on coming to these classes, y'all need to act accordingly. Do not come up to that class grunting. Baby, this is not Gold's Gym. Go do that over there. Do not bring that here. Y'all are ruining my peace.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So first is a problem. We meet heads and muscle heads in the gym, pause.
Nope.
We don't do anything but lift weights.
Nope.
We can't do what the girlies do.
Nope.
Fellas need to switch it up.
Nope.
Now, they mad we in Pilates classes.
Nope.
This will be getting a response from me for sure. But let us say we mad that women in the weight room.
Nope.
And we getting canceled.
Nope.
We getting called misogynistic.
Nope.
We getting Diddy allegations.
No Diddy, you know.
We gonna get everything. But now it's a problem that dudes are in Pilates. What you think about that, Tone?
Folks don't find anything to nitpick at, man. You know what I'm saying? Folks is trying to get in shape, trying to get their mind right.
Yeah.
Trying to get right for their lady, trying to get right for the summer. So they can hop on the podcast and they can watch the podcast. It's a problem, right? I'm not telling you got to be grunting like you deadlifting 375. That's a different story.
But it's probably not even a bad grunt, though. It's probably, somebody probably did a little,
out of shape type deal.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of movements.
A lot of that stuff is core emphasized. So I can understand what somebody's like, damn, it's kind of tough.
Yeah.
But somebody going to find something to nitpick all the time. It's always that one ninja or one shorty is going to say something for real.
It's always the mixed joints, man. Mixed joints always complain about something.
Mixed joints always on the fence, guys.
Yeah, I don't know what side they on, man.
Pick a side.
Is this a white mom or black mom mix?
is this
a white dad or black dad mix? What mix is this? Let's take a look at it again. Hold on. I bet you I get it right. Let's check it out.
With this male epidemic in the Pilates classes, but if y'all are going to insist on coming to these classes, y'all need to act accordingly. Do not come up to that class grunting. Baby, this is not Gold's Gym. Go do that over there. Do not bring that here. Y'all are ruining my peace.
Yeah, this is a...
white mom.
No, I think, white mom. Karen energy for
Karen,
sure.
Karen for sure.
Jenny, do you act like this?
Jenny,
God forbid you act like this. You have to get off. You get to act like this, you get off the podcast.
Strike three, you're up.
Three strikes, Jenny.
Jenny, you act like this, you're off the podcast.
Strike three, you're up.
That's reverse racism. You can't do that. Shut the fuck up. I do what I want. Oh man, leave goals out of your rants. Exactly. Zero from holes is tripping. We're not doing that today, Joe. You're out of here, buddy. That's mixed racism. You can't do that, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Her eyes too far apart. Daquan? You're out of here, buddy. Quan? I took a Pilates class when I was in college. I actually liked it. Yeah, Pilates is cool, bro. Future cat lady energy. Definitely cat lady Karen vibes. I also took one of those cardio boxing classes in college, too. That was fun. Facts. Mixed joints playing the 50. Hey, yo. You know, most of her posts about ninjas ain't ish, but kill the batteries in her collection of self-pleasure devices. Yep. Yep. We're not tolerating this behavior today, guys. Tomorrow, she using the rose. She went to the rose after this post. Whole time, once a gym ninja who grunts when he lifts weights, but you won't hear complaining. All projection.
Super projection.
All projection. Leave her alone. She has mixed emotions. Okay, Jess V. She has mixed feelings. She has mixed thoughts.
She has mixed parents.
She's mixed friends. She's mixing it up. This is the remix. Tell that girl to give him a break. Pilates hard as heck. Exactly. Jess V, that's a bar. Crazy. A mixed drink with Karen energy bitching about men doing Pilates. Makes zero sense. 200 meter sprints easier for me than that dumb class. Just saying. Uh-oh. It's Friday. Let us rock today. Yeah, I'm with it. Shaquilla Trill. Zero from Holes is hilarious. I'm tired of doing this granddad face.
That's just too damn bad.
Tired of doing this, granddad. She black. Look at that big nose. Yo. Well, we know that, but she ain't just black.
Call Dr. Umar.
Yeah. I wonder if she passed Dr. Umar test. Well, he actually, Dr. Nope. Umar is the one drop rule, so is she good?
If she don't claim, she bunny hopping.
Yeah. If she act like it's bunny hopping. That's a bunny body. Touch that. She's a swirl of emotions. She ain't know if she could boycott or not. She has mixed nuts. Are you calling her No Diddy?
No Diddy, you know.
Are you saying she doesn't know her pronouns? I don't know. She complained about a little grunting. She better get ready for a rainbow. That's
No Diddy, you know.
That's crazy. I remember Zero from Hoes. What's good, SAG? You boys are wild tonight. She mixed with Bennett Road in Annapolis. She mixed with Capitol Heights and Silver Spring. She mixed with Southeast and Northwest. She mixed with Bethesda and Forestville.
She mixed with Bowie and Towson. All white.
Oh. She mixed with Georgetown and Howard. Hey, yo, I'm crying. You know what? Before the siren goes off for me, I'm rolling like Spider-Mo and big back DMs. Boot camp and leg day sessions early in the morning. Be easy. All right, Mike. E.T., her father, and her mother white. That's crazy, bro. All right, man.
Dr.
She mixed with Dumb and Dumber. All right, man. Let's keep it going, man. We killing y'all today. Hit the like button. We got this girl here. She says black women just need to go ahead and lose weight. Let's check it out.
Black women, I think we should all just collectively lose weight. Like, especially if you cute, thick, you about to be crazy fit. You do not.
If she cute and thick, she don't need to do nothing.
Nope.
I don't understand the obnoxious hip to waist ratio most of us carry genetically. I lost 50 pounds and I swear to God, I be making these hoes depressed because, give it a second. How much do you think?
Gat.
God damn. Gat. God damn.
I think they would have paid for this.
God damn.
So y'all might as well just go ahead and drop the weight, ladies.
Man, it's like a natural BBL, and I know BBW.
You got the BB part right, you just got the third letter wrong. Well, hey, I'm just say this, man. A lot of black women, a lot of Latina women too, that y'all got the genetics.
Facts.
Y'all just got to lose it, you know, that cottage cheese butt.
Diaper butt.
Look like you had an accident butt.
Nope.
You know, it takes up a lot of space. It's big, but shape is always better than size. What you think, Tone? Shape or size?
Shape.
Always wins.
Hands down. No question. No debate.
Not even a debate.
Non-negotiable. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm taking a nice shape over a big size any day for real.
You dig what I'm saying?
I need something to walk around with, man. I need something that looks the part, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna catch attention with the right attention. You dig what I'm saying? Something I can bring home to moms, you understand me? You feel me?
Yeah, man. Cause listen, somebody went up to one of my clients the other day and told her butt getting smaller. But the shape is crazy, brazy.
Is
it's crazy. Like, it's not even, oh, who cares if it's smaller? It looks way better. Like, you straight, trust me.
The body ratio is there.
It's there. Like, what are you talking about?
What,
like,
you saying, ninja? Yeah.
If it's looking like an upside down heart, what we talking about? You feel me?
Bars.
Marco. Mixed with Glorilla and Justin Bieber. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Oh, wow. We love them big girls when we lean. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah, buddy. Yep. But SF, you always come in here trolling, so I ain't going to pay you too much attention, bro. What?
No Diddy, you know?
What?
Bro, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, fam.
Bro.
Strike three, you're out.
The only man we've had on the screen this whole episode is Dave Blunts.
I think you missed a letter, brother. No Diddy, you know?
No Diddy, you know?
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
You're wicked. I don't think you can come back, brother.
Wow. That was wicked. That was wicked.
That was wicked.
God.
Yeah, you better correct that.
Yeah, you better correct quick.
Ninja. Nigga was typing fast as mother shit. They gonna get me up out of here. Let me add that letter and shit. They gonna call me No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
They gonna call me Dwight Howard.
No Diddy, you know.
They gonna call me, I can't say that. We gonna get canceled.
That's it.
Hey, yo. Yeah. That's wild, yo. Then gonna try to go at camera. I was crazy.
That was funny.
That's a VB. Hell yeah, bars. I like it. Did she make that ass in pottery class? That ass in like two bunk beds. The way it come natural, that's just insane. Facts. What's her at? Big Chicken, I'm not sure. I'll get it for you. Hold on. It shouldn't take long to find this joint. But yeah, yeah. She look like ladies, y'all got... You said what?
That she look like a shorty I know.
She like somebody I know too. We might know her. It's like, nah, I'm playing. My computer acting slow. I'll get it for you though. Sitting up like you can rest a cup. Bar. She got that. I see you, nephew, Bill. She do got that. That bubble butt is better than that big flubber butt. Facts. I can't lie. Her eyes is crazy. Took me a second to notice. I didn't even notice that, bro. I mean, she not he. Yeah, we know what you meant, bro. Token lean white girl wanting this shape. You better get in that weight room, Jenny. Wicked Scorpion, contact your lawyer. Hey, yo. Shit, I'm dying. God damn. Oh, my bad. God damn. I'm about to get her IG in a second. She from Yam Dover. Tampa, Nigerian queen. What you rolling your eyes for now?
Welcome back, Tampa, Nigeria.
Well, we sitting here. We ain't even say nothing bad. What you rolling your eyes for?
Tampa, Nigerian queen. Drop your app. Drop your handle.
Jesus. Black women, I think we should all just collectively lose weight. Like, especially if you cute, thick, you about to be crazy fit. You do not understand the obnoxious hip to waist ratio most of us carry genetically. I lost 50 pounds and I swear to God, I be making these hoes depressed because give it a second. How much do you think they would have paid for this?
Hey, listen.
10 bands.
10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands.
100 bands. God damn.
Not sure if that's a BBL or not. Nah, that ain't a BBL, bro. Ain't no BBL. Yamba Crombie and Thick. She mad because she natural. Oh, shit. Here y'all go. At Tampa, Nigerian Queen, you had a good workout today. Hit Ninja Simping. Ninjas in the comments simping.
You did just try to get active. Niggas did get active.
They would have paid care credit. All right, bro. Anyway. All righty.
Yo, big chicken crazy, cuz.
All right, we got this lady here, man. She basically was saying that it's a bigger girl. She basically was saying people told her to stop working out, and this doctor had to respond to it. So let's check it out. So that's the girl on the right. And they were telling her she shouldn't exercise.
There's no change. You should just give up. You shouldn't run at that size. You're really gonna hurt your knees and joints. These were comments that were made to this creator. People living in a larger size cannot win. They get judged by people just saying, oh, well, you should just move more. They get the courage to publicly move more, and then they're judged by how they're doing it. Saying you shouldn't do that type of exercise, that's not gonna do anything for you. That's absolutely pointless. Or like this creator, you really shouldn't be doing that. It's gonna be bad for you. Regardless what a person in the bigger size does, they are generally judged for it. That's not okay, and that is not fair. But the good news is, this creator did not let that stop her. In her caption, she said, if I allowed people to talk me out of this journey, I would never elevate. I'm doing what works for me. I am creating an amazing woman mentally and physically. You, my friend, are incredibly inspiring, and I am so thankful you did not let the judgment of others stop you from achieving your goal. You guys saw the before, but look what she's been able to do in just 1 year.
2024. Hey.
Keep up the incredible work. You are incredible.
Shout out to her. That's the thing, man. Unfortunately, you just gonna hear dumb shit on your fitness journey, man. You gonna have people discourage you. You gonna have people basically act like you supposed to stay big for the rest of your life. You're going to have people acting like you're supposed to go to Burger King for the rest of your life.
It's Burger King.
Wendy's for the rest of your life.
It's Wendy's.
All barbecue for the rest of your life.
It's barbecue in there.
people gonna act like you supposed to have this song playing when you walking around for the rest of your life. So that's just what you got to deal with. So get ready for war when you get on that fitness journey. You got anything on that tune?
Yeah, big folks, they can't win. And I applaud her for wanting to put herself out there publicly, because I know confidence-wise, that's not the easiest thing to do, right? Because, you know, yep. We live in a judgmental society, and big people catch hell in this country.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I applaud the doctor for, you know, giving her flowers, you know what I'm saying? Because he looks like he lives an active lifestyle. You know, most of these doctors be big back activity, but he looked like he takes care of himself. So, I definitely tip my hat to brother for, you know, acknowledging her journey, even though she didn't look like she made any progress from 24 to 25. But
her running was much better. First of all, I'm gonna give her some credit. You see how tune go? And I think I'm the big one.
I didn't know she turned up the speed on the treadmill. That was
the speed was definitely different, bro. She was going way faster, bro. Oh, okay. See how tune would do, man. You know what I'm saying?
For a transformation. I was looking for a transformation. I was like, yo, what changed?
Tune, you're out of here, buddy. Suck dog flavor. Bro. Tune, you're out of here, buddy. Get Tune out of here.
I'm one of them. I'm judging.
That's crazy. You judge Judy.
I'm Judge.
Elmer Judge.
Yeah, Judge Joanne.
Oh, man.
Judge Mathis.
Well, y'all crazy. Y'all funny as shit. Hey, yo, Chicken about to throw some chicken. That's crazy. I give her credit for doing something. Why is our healthcare system this dumb? I respect her for getting in the gym, making a change. Absolutely. People living in a larger body, even doctors can't say fat now.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm tired of that shit. It is what it is. Fat.
Fat. Big.
Large.
Huge.
Grande.
Larde. Lardo. Largo. Lambo.
This guy's crazy. Lambo, when I come through. It's like, no. Oh, man. Thank the Moss and the ASU Big Backs should take a cue from her. That whole Alabama station is crazy, bro. That shit is wild. Like, the fact that they have a team for BBWs is so, to me, that's so disrespectful, bro. Because basically it's saying that you're not good enough to get on the real cheerleading team or dancing team, whatever the fuck it is. So we're going to make a BBW team for you so we can have some sympathy for you. Am I wrong for that? Am I wrong on that? Or am I right?
You're not wrong at all. You know, the source is always right.
Facts. proud of her. She cares enough to take care of herself. Good for her.
Facts.
Being fat in 2025 must be like living in a cult. As soon as you're ready to lose weight, they're ready to excommunicate you or something. Yep. It's going to take her a while, man, at least 3 years. Yeah, it is. Gordo.
Several years.
Wrong. Okay. Tampa, Nigerian queen. I'm cool with you disagreeing.
You
need to say a full sentence. Or say why you disagree. You just coming in here wrong.
This fragment.
Yeah, all right. Here's a sentence. Lizzo losing followers. She's like, yeah, she losing followers. That's what happens when you build a brand on big back
activity.
And you lose weight. People ain't gonna rock with you. That's what happens.
When you rug pull.
I think what she did was genius, bro.
Yeah, that's a genius shit.
She got the chicken. Shout out Big Chicken. She got the chicken. Made a name for herself. She ain't got to go to nobody 9 to 5. She probably made some investments. She probably bought some real estate. Got some stocks, some crypto. She good for the rest of her life. Yeah, let me live this healthy life. The fuck is y'all talking about?
Y'all talking about? Y'all do what y'all
set.
Want.
Yeah, she good. She like 30. Lizzo like 30 years old, probably. She good. She gonna live a good life. I'm happy for her.
Sure.
She left the fatback community. She's losing weight. She's losing all of her big ass followers, and that's cool. They could go. Bye. All right, what we got, man? Oh, we got, you're not getting fatter. You're just getting lazier. That's a bar, first of all. Let's check out the video. We got the guy, Higher Wellness Fitness, whatever his name is. He makes some great videos. Let's check it out.
To inform you that your metabolism is, in fact, not slowing down, and that is not the reason you're getting fat as you age. In fact, research shows us that the rate at which your metabolism slows is at about 1% a year after the age of 30. Put that in context, my calorie maintenance to stay the same weight right now at 27 is about 3,000. But at a rate of 1% a year, over the next decade, my metabolism is going to drop about 10%. So it may take my calorie maintenance from 3,000 to 2,700. If nothing else changes, but you can easily counteract that with a few easy things. Getting more steps, being more physically active throughout your day, lifting weights and having a high level of muscle mass, because muscle mass burns more calories at rest than body fat does. So if I'm 15 pounds heavier in muscle tissue in 10 years, that probably won't be the case. I'll probably burn more calories. The real reason you're getting fatter as you age is simply because you're lazier.
Let him cook.
That's not a knock on you. We just move less as we age. We don't have as much vigor. So you're probably walking less if you're not intentional about it. You may be making less intentional food choices because you get caught in the throes of life. Kids, marriage, wife, everything that keeps you busy and away from focusing on diet and movement. So it's more of a habitual issue than it is a metabolic issue. If you can correct this, getting 10 to 15,000 steps a day, get in the gym 3 to 4 times a week, 3 is plenty. And most importantly, be conscientious of your caloric intake and your protein intake. You will probably find that you're actually not just gaining weight because you're getting older. You were gaining weight because you were living in a state of unconscious incompetence about your diet and movement. And that's okay. But I know a lot of people in their 40s and 50s more ripped than I'll ever be. And that's because they're active. It isn't easy, but it is simple. Don't overcomplicate it.
Amen. Hey,
I like that. He spent bars.
A lot of game in there. And so he pretty much, he said, you're not getting fatter. You're just getting lazier. And when you get older, you have to get more intentional about it. So as we get older, we're more stuck in our ways, right? We don't think fitness is a priority anymore. We got work. We got kids, businesses, right? So we tend to shy away from the fitness. That's why you have to be more intentional. You have to be more intentional with cutting out your time to work out, right? I can't tell you how many busy days I have, and I got to get 45 minutes in. And I don't fucking feel like it. But I want to be at a, I want to look a certain way and feel a certain way as I'm in my 30s. So I'm going to get this workout in. Nobody's stopping it. Even if it's got to be at nighttime, even if it's got to be midday, even if it's got to be early in the morning. Anything on that video, Tune?
Yeah, no, as we age, you know, we get caught up in everyday life, right? Your business, your kids, your goals, whatever the case may be. But if you develop the habits now, you get your habits down packed now, and you realize how good you feel and how good you want to look, then it should already be second nature. It should already be programming in your subconscious that, hey, I need to work out. I need to move. Because let's keep it 100, see, Marty. After a few days of not working out, which we typically don't tend to do, but after a few days of not working out, your body feels it. Your body will tell you in certain ways, like, yo, what's going on? Like, why we ain't hit the gym? Why we ain't get active? Your body should tell you after a certain point that it's just like, all right, like, let's cut the game. Let's get back to where we need to get to. You know what I'm saying? So if you make it a habit, you know, taking upon yourself to get in shape, physical shape, and staying there, it should be a part of your routine no matter what life throws at you, because life is going to happen regardless, but it's never what happens to you. It's how you respond. So we got to make your health a number one priority. I don't care what else, whatever other shit you got going on. If your health isn't your number one priority, then your priorities is jacked up.
Nah, real talk, man. And then even, I hate to keep bringing this post up, but the Raymond Felton post, where everybody talk about, you don't know what he's going through.
He can't be going through that much.
So whatever it is, you got money, it's people with money in shape. You depressed, it's people depressed in shape. Lost your job, you got laid off, it's people got laid off in shape. People caught their girl being a thot. The man stayed in shape.
Or got in shape.
Shorty caught her man being a thot. Shorty stayed in shape. Like, whatever it is, bro. Like, it's
people in shape. I'm tired of these excuses people be making for this shit. Yeah. At the end of the day, get in shape and stay in shape. And that's one of the best ways, if not the best way, to raise your frequency. You know, being in that high, you know, that high flow state is getting exercise and releasing those endorphins, releasing that dopamine, you know. Just having some positivity come through that mind, changing your mindset. That one of the best ways to do that is getting active, getting in the gym and staying in the gym, raising your vibration. So, you know, everybody's going through shit. That's life. Life is going to happen to everybody every day. You know what I'm saying? Bro.
There's literal scientific studies from scientists on working out is the best thing you could do for depression. Not drinking no alcohol.
Nope.
Not smoking no weed.
Nope.
Cocaine.
Nope.
You at the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
At the drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
You gotta eat sweets.
It gotta eat.
Just cause that fupa baby.
Bitch, that become my fupa baby.
It don't matter what it is, bro. The studies tell the truth.
Bitch, that become my fupa baby.
And guess what? You know I'm telling the truth.
And you know I gotta go.
And you know I gotta go. And you know we kill y'all on this episode. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson, an actress, says she got fat to get roles and make that fat coin, and then she lost weight. Hey, small woman. I mean, let me take that back. I wouldn't say small woman, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get that back. Unless it's OnlyFans. We don't subscribe to that.
No, that shit.
Plain and simple. Move more, eat more protein. That's why I disagree with John on that over protein comment. American consume excess calories, not protein. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good topic. I need to debate somebody on that. We'll get back to that. SAG, he looked like a GTA 5 character. Dank OnlyFans coming. Yeah, she got the OnlyFans already. She got the OnlyFans. They said her shit lit too. They said she making a bag off of it. Lizzo losing weight and followers. How so? Hey, they people want to be lied to and coddled, man. All right, hey, let's keep it going. We almost done. I bet Dusty Black dudes are subscribed to her OnlyFans. Yep. Oh, she said tune subscribed.
drop the handle. I don't.
Dank the big back skank. Hey, yo. All right, we got the Burger King boy, man. Let's check it out. 1 second. Dank with the OnlyFans. I know y'all lying. Nah, look it up, bro. Look it up. We got the Burger King boy. We going to get up out of here.
BK, have it your way. You rule. Happy Friday.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, man.
I gotta stop doing this shit to these kids, bruh.
He's cooked.
He's cooked.
Fucking smoked.
It's gonna be rough for him. It's gonna be rough for him coming up, man.
He's fried, Slim.
BK, have it your way. You rule. Happy Friday.
He doesn't stand a chance to be a fit kid. He doesn't stand a chance to not get roasted. He's getting cooked.
Don't get smoked bad.
He's too young to be that excited about fast food.
BK, have it your way. You rule. Happy Friday. BK, have it your way. You rule. Happy Friday.
That's how I feel when that HCH drop.
Yeah, and he probably don't know his pronouns. He trying to figure out his pronouns. Ninja, 12 years old.
BK, have it your way. You rule. Happy Friday.
Is Rosie O'Donnell in the face, boy?
That might be a girl.
Bro, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I'm literally not even joking, bro.
That's how they be looking these days. You be like, hold up, ma'am. Oh, I'm a sir. Sorry. They said.
You lead these kids right to Big Back Land.
Big Back Activity.
And act like it's nothing the kid could do about it. Act like the kid got some condition. They was basically saying all these ADHD and it was ADHD and asthma. They were saying all these cases are from the food that we feeding these kids, bro. Like that many these many kids not supposed to have this shit, bro.
And that's why these kids. Yeah.
Oh my bad. What'd you say?
I said that's why a lot of majority of these kids crashing out because they don't realize how diseased they are at the mind due to the food.
Yeah.
You eating Fruity Pebbles every day. And
you fruity.
And Debbie cakes, you feel me?
Yeah. You eating Lucky Charms and you're not lucky. You ain't Fruity Pebbles, but you don't eat no fruit. You ain't Cap'n Crunch, but you ain't doing no crunches.
You ain't Cap'n Crunch, but you have more brunches.
You ain't Fruit Loops, but you ain't loop back to the gym. You eating Honey Smacks, and you only smacking your big back. You eating Cookie Crisps, and you mad at Chris.
We killing y'all, man. We killing it.
You eating Golden Grahams. And man, when people laughing at your big back on the gram. Yo, the bars is crazy. No trainer could fuck with these bars, bruh.
You eating Golden Grams. Then you go to Golden Corral.
Yo, nobody gonna fuck with these, bruh. You eating Cheerios. And the same shape as a Cheerio. You eating Reese's Pieces.
But you can't see a piece.
You eating Reese's Pieces. And pizza. They just can't fuck with these bars, bro. Oh man. You eating Raisin Bran. Then you at Raisin Cane's.
Yeah, where are y'all?
You eating Raisin Bran. And trying to start a big back brand like Lizzo.
Oh, my head hurt.
my leg went out.
So did you raise a cage? Oh.
Oh, that was crazy bars, bro.
Be good, have it your way. Yahoo! Happy Friday.
Boy, it's a D in Friday. Boy, say Friday.
Be good, have it your way. Yahoo! Happy Friday.
They say we're not supposed to make fun of kids. You know what I said?
Shut up. Be good, have it your way. Yahoo! Happy Friday.
He's fucking cooked. I was looking.
Yeah, he's done.
That look like a girl.
Well, she's gonna have a rough childhood. They're gonna cook her ass.
Call him Slim.
That's not Slim Thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
Oh man. Oh, y'all are going crazy in the comments, bro. Child abuse like a motherfucker.
Yeah, for sure.
Future gender neutral, absolutely. Why they kid, got their kid looking like a confused pronoun? Yeah. He looked like Bob's big boy mascot. That's crazy. Gender neutral big back dude.
Gender neutral, y'all.
Big back activity.
Gender neutrality and weight neutrality. What is going on with these parents? I'm not sure. I would never have my kid doing some shit like that, bro. The video gonna haunt him. Exactly. Yeah, we're screwed for sure, man. He looked like kid and kid, it's Pat. I don't know that one, Big Chicken. What a shame. Tampa, here we go. This kid is not eating. Hold up. This kid is not eating.
It's Burger King.
They're eating Burger Person. That's crazy. Hey, yo. Whoa. That's, hold up. That might be.
No diddy, you know?
That's kind of crazy, Brown Baldy. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I'm about to get that sound.
That is
it. He's got a great singing. He's got a great singing voice. He sounds good. Oh, Fruit Loops nose looking ass. They them want to speak to the manager. That's why I call them gender neutral. Y'all are crazy, man. How they got a curl and fade at the same time? Leave Peter Griffin alone. Y'all are crazy.
Not for real. I love you, sir.
How you got a curl? How you got a fade? And no sideburns. It's like, nah. Tune is right. The fast food does turn these kids into King Von. Nah, man.
For real, they spin the block out these jokes.
Facts. What is the point of posting this, bro? I know they suffering him. With a question mark. I know they stuffing him in lockers and forgetting the combination. That's crazy. You know them lockers too small for all that. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Eating corn pops but won't pop in the gym. They eating Rice Krispies but not living to their 50.
Yo, back.
They eating Raisin Bran but don't identify as a man. Alice from the Brady Bunch is he she role model? That's crazy. They eating Frosted Flakes, but they don't feel great. The oldest young kid ever.
Oh, for real.
They eating Cookie Crisp, but they not fit. You guys are killing me tonight. You know, Jenny, we the funniest fitness podcast out. Stop the cap, Captain Crunch Bangs.
What? I lost. What? What? Hold on. Am I missing something? Cause I lost. Hold up.
They eating Girl Scout cookies, but sound like a Wookiee.
Star Wars.
But he got fries and onion rings. They eating Girl Scout cookies, but they eating pronoun Scouts cookies. That's crazy. This is your new sound.
Yeah.
That ain't King Von. That's pronoun Royal Von. That's crazy.
Yeah, Bobby going in.
That nose tell me his ancestors would have begged for that meal at the concentration camp. That's crazy. Nah, that's not even funny, bro. Nah, that's fucking crazy, bro.
I'm fucking done.
Son. That's crazy, bro.
Calling her airframe.
If Uncle T wasn't in office, they would have shut they would have shut the stream down.
Nah, for sure.
He looked like all he is eat and play Fortnite. Little buddy definitely got Ben and Roll Barber. Well, this guy's crazy. Weird comment. Definitely weird comment. Laugh off camera. Spider-Mo as well. Yeah, Spider-Mo is insane, bro. Oh my god, bro. Oh. Yo, y'all funny as hell, bro. Bro, I was watching. I can't remember what episode I was watching, bro. I was in this joint hollering, bro. Editing a video the other day. This nice. Y'all are just fucking hilarious, bro. Like,
as hell, right?
Dog. If you look like Peter Griffin, don't watch the podcast. Oh, you gotta look at little cuz one more time, bro. You gotta look at little cuz one more time.
He can't have it your way. You rule. Happy Friday.
It's a wrap for him.
He's done. He's fucking done.
No humanitarian. Thanks for a great Friday night for my workout. You guys, check you next time. Of course, Jenny. Oh, man. What an episode, dog. Oh. Hey, man. Them recording that kid is a form of child abuse. I mean, pronoun abuse. That's crazy, man. Hey, man. Hit the like button. Go ahead and follow me on social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share the page with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And you know what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Tune. Any closing thoughts?
Follow me on IG at Sweat for the Check. Appreciate y'all each and every Friday, Sunday, Wednesday, every day that we come on the cast and drop these bars. Before, man. Best Fitness Podcast out. The funniest, the illest, the realest, the truest, the most entertained, the most haters, the most bars, the most everything. We can't be duplicated, replicated. Don't make it complicated.
Yeah,
man. But now we really appreciate y'all, man. Always good energy, good vibes, good laughs, man. We gonna keep it going, man. You know, self improvement is on the menu. You dig?
Definitely, man. L. Bentley, great show tonight. Appreciate you, boss. If you're a preteen boy who looks like a fast food mascot, don't watch the podcast. Hit the like button, and you know what it is, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again on Sunday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Wicked Scorpion, you said I don't do Sundays. 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Sunday. Appreciate y'all. Hit the like button. You know what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth. You know what I. You know I gotta go. And we're gonna catch y'all on the next episode. Burger King should put them in a commercial. I agree. If you're a big black Latina with a bad blonde dye job, don't watch the podcast. And I'm going to catch y'all on Sunday. If your grocery cart full of frozen peas and zebra cakes and you cussed out the cashier because your EBT card number ain't work, don't watch the podcast. I'm going to catch y'all Sunday, man. We out of here, bro.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.
Bruh.